Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, funding agricultural programming as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn after corn specialists. Information on the web at agrigold.com or by contacting Regional Sales Manager Scott Williamson at 217-778-6485 for representative nearest you.
You're tuned to AM580, where you can also listen online at WILL.UIUC.edu. It's time for our opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Thursday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, May wheat opened at 471, up a half on the open. July, 475 and a half, up a half. At the Chicago Board of Trade, May wheat opened at 457, up a half on the open. July, 470 and a half, down three quarters. September, 482 and a half, unchanged. December, 494, down one and a quarter on the open. May corn opened at 388 and a half, unchanged on the open. July, $4 and a quarter, unchanged. September, 398, up a quarter. December, $4 and a half, down a quarter. March, 409 and a quarter, down a half. May, 414 up a half. July, 416 down a half. September, 399 unchanged on the open. May soybeans opened at 771 up a quarter on the open. July, 786 down a half. August, 792 and a half down a half. September, 799 down one and three quarters. November, 814 down a quarter. January, 821 up a half. March, 829 down three quarters. May, 833 and a half down two and a half on the open. May soybean meal opened at 218 down 30 on the open. July, 223.30 unchanged. May soybean oil opened at 32.32 down 9 on the open. July, 32.82 down 6. At the Merck March feeders opened at 105.40 up 10 on the open. April, 105.85 down 5. May, 107.10 down 7.5. August, 108.75 down 10 on the open. April live cattle open at 96.10 down 7.5 on the open. June, 93.40 down 2.5. August, 91.10 down 2.5. October, 95.10 up 2.5 on the open. April lean hogs opened at 63.45 up 5 on the open. May, 73 down 5. June, 73.90 unchanged. July, 74.85 unchanged on the open. And May pork bellies opened at 101.05 down 15 on the open.
Agricultural information is made possible with support from ADM. With every kernel, every grain, every seed, ADM sees possibilities to improve everyday life. ADM, resourceful by nature.
If you would like the key numbers from tomorrow's planting intentions and quarterly grains and stocks reports delivered to you via email, go now to WILLAG.org and click on the subscribe to our newsletter link. When the email message opens, simply click send and you're subscribed. And we'll send the numbers shortly after they come out at 7:30 tomorrow morning. Of course, that's Central Time. Joining us now to talk about the markets is Dale Dirkholtz, Agrivisor Services in Bloomington, Illinois. And good morning to you, Dale.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, based on everything that you've read, everything that you've looked at technically, everything that you've talked with your colleagues about and people in the field about, what do you believe will happen tomorrow morning?
I believe that no one of us really knows what the USDA is going to say. And that's the honest truth. You know, there's, and I've talked about this before, I think even with you, and, you know, we really don't have any historical precedents to work with on this particular report here because we've had only one instance in the past, and that's not enough to draw a conclusion or a parallel with. And, you know, there's a wide range of estimates out there. You know, some people think it's 8 million acres. Some people think it's 12 million acres. And frankly, they're all right because nobody has a good way to really come to grips with what kind of numbers are there. Even if you look at the surveys that we've had from different people, Informa included, you know, at best you're talking about somewhere around 2,500 people maybe getting surveyed compared to the USDA little survey over 80,000. So it's a wide open one. I will say this. It's the biggest report that I can think of that maybe we've had in 20 years. And my gut feel also tells me this is what you were really searching for. Number will come in below what people think it will.
The number on?
Corn.
Corn.
And that's what we're talking about. Mm-hmm. Nothing else matters.
Well, I don't know if people thinking about soybeans think that, and particularly down in South America, but...
The corn number's what everybody's looking at.
Yes,
here. That's the one that really matters.
What about the quarterly grain stock number in the corn? Might we see a little surprise there?
Those are always hard to really put your finger on. You know, when you look at where the trade's at, my own estimate is just below what the bulk of the trade is, but... I really don't think, you know, that when you look at them, you can really make much of an argument that the trade's really wrong. You know, they're just over 6 billion. I'm just a smidgen under 6 billion bushel. And you're really trying to second guess there what your feed consumption has been and what your residual number might be. And also this one tends to give you a little bit better read on maybe what last year's crop size might have really been. I know the March report, I always tend to rely on it a lot more than I do the January number, which is the December 1 grain stocks number. It just has a lot more accuracy in it and a much better feel. It could have a bit of a surprise to it. Which way to lean on those is always difficult to say.
But I would imagine that at some point tomorrow, we will begin to focus on the weather if we haven't already done it, but those two-week forecasts will become increasingly important, I would imagine.
Well, I think, we can say tomorrow. Tomorrow is going to be left up to a day mostly that everybody's going to be reacting to whatever the USDA tells us tomorrow morning. The weather will be a little important, but I would say this. Come Monday morning, weather is going to start to become really important, no doubt about that. And we're going to be watching those 6 to 10, 8 to 14-day forecasts awfully closely. You know, here in the state of Illinois, we've got a range of planting dates. I know in southern Illinois on the insurance product, it's, I think, April 6th. And here in central Illinois, I think it's April 10th. And it's a little bit later as you go north, you know. People are going to be looking at what kind of weather conditions we may be having going into those particular dates themselves to get a feel for what kind of planting progress maybe we're going to see out of the early part of the shoot.
All right. So we're about, 22 hours, 21 hours away from these reports. Should producers be taking any kind of action if they're already in line with what your sales estimates or your sales recommendations are?
You know, I think at this point, if you haven't already done something, you know, in the decline on corn, it probably says you might as well just stand back and to be honest, wait and see what the USDA says. We've had a good break here. We've really liquidated out some open interest, especially for the funds. You've got the trade thinking it's going to be a 10 million acre number at this point in time. I think the odds say that a bearish reaction here, although possible, is probably a little bit smaller odd than a possible bullish reaction to the report. So I think in my own mind here at this point, if I haven't done anything up to now, hey, I'm going to roll the dice and see what tomorrow morning says. You know, the one thing you look at this thing that people need to be aware of, you know, no matter what happens here in the short term, if we get a bearish number in here and if planting goes well, this market isn't going to give up in here because you still got a summer of doubt and we need a good crop with a good yield on it. We know that, so the market will give us more selling opportunities somewhere later into the spring or on into the summer.
Thank you much, Dale.
All right. Bye.
Dale Dirkholtz of AgriVisor Services. He is in Bloomington, Illinois. Let's go ahead and look at the current tick on the market. In Kansas City, May wheat now at 471 and a quarter, up three quarters. July, 476, up one. May wheat at the Chicago Board of Trade at 457 and a half, up one. July, 470 and three quarters, down a half. September, 481, down one and a half. May corn, 387, down one and a half. July, 399, down now 398 and three quarters, down one and a half. December, 398 and a quarter, down two and a half. May bean, 771 and a quarter, up a half. July, 786 and a half, unchanged. Novi's, 813 and a half, up a quarter. May soybean meal, 217.30, down a dollar. May soybean oil, 32.52, up 11. At the Merck, March feeders, 105.65, up 35. April live cattle, 96.30, up 12 and a half. April lean hogs, 63.57 and a half, up 17 and a half. Looking at Scott Althoff's two-state forecast today, he says in northern and central sections, mostly cloudy, cool with isolated showers and a few thunderstorms. In the south, cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms, highs ranging from around 50 degrees near Lake Michigan to 76 in southwestern Illinois. You're listening to WILO Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We are on the web at WILLAG.org. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.